Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have areas of fog, partly cloudy skies around 9. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies around 42. Right now, it's 18.
Some two-hour delays, some outright cancellations for classes on Wednesday. Highland Community College will start 2 hours late. 2 hour late start at Diller O'Dell and Southern Public Schools. USD 113, Prairie Hills Axtell, and USD 115, Nemo Hall Central will start 2 hours late, along with a 2 hour late start for Marysville USD 364 on Wednesday. No school for USD 108 Washington County, USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed. No school at USD 380 Vermillion, Frankfort, and Centralia. And USD 498 Valley Heights has now changed to closed status for Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill to extend the state's disaster emergency declaration, allowing Kansas to continue to tap into resources for its pandemic response efforts. The legislation signed yesterday extends the declaration to March 31st. Health officials say thus far, 132,145 people, or about 4.5% of the state's population, have received the COVID-19 vaccine as of yesterday. In numbers released yesterday from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, 24 more coronavirus-related deaths occurred since Friday, which brings the death toll since the pandemic began in Kansas to 3,622. Kansas residents waking up to bitter cold this morning after a good round of snow yesterday for many parts of the state. Weather forecasters say another round of snow is possible this afternoon into tonight. Warmer temperatures expected to make their way into Kansas later this week. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Police are investigating the shooting death of a man at a home in Baldwin City. The man's body was found Monday night after a 25-year-old woman went to a neighbor's home and asked for help because her boyfriend had fired a shotgun at her. Police said in a news release that officers who entered the home found the man dead from a gunshot wound. No further information was released. State legislators heard testimony from Democratic lawmakers pushing for Kansas to join a handful of states observing a day honoring Native Americans instead of Christopher Columbus, but it's not clear if the bill will get a vote. The House Federal and State Affairs Committee yesterday listened to remarks from three lawmakers who said Kansas needs an Indigenous People Day to acknowledge how the understanding of Columbus's legacy has changed over the years. Committee Chair John Barker, an Abilene Republican, told reporters he doesn't know whether he'll hold a committee vote on the bill. Without one, the bill would stall, as it has in previous years. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A major winter storm dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of the middle of the country, while another system blanketed parts of the southwest with snow. The storms disrupted travel and shuttered many schools. There were closures of several coronavirus testing sites Monday and yesterday in Nebraska. Areas of the state saw 12 to 15 inches of snow in places. The storm made travel treacherous in areas. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts defending the state's approach to distributing the coronavirus vaccines, saying the state won't redirect doses away from rural areas that are outpacing Omaha and Lincoln with vaccinations. State officials reported Friday that 15 rural public health districts in Nebraska have already finished the state's first phase of vaccinations, which focused on frontline healthcare workers. The districts are now vaccinating the next high priority group, consisting largely of residents 65 and older. Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Jason Kohorst of Hanover has been selected to fill the 12th Judicial District judgeship vacated by the recent retirement of Paul Monty in Washington County. Kohorst serves as a probation officer in Beatrice and was one of four candidates interviewed last week. He will serve a year and then face a retention vote for a four-year term. The district includes Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. Annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District will be Wednesday at 1 with drop-in voting for supervisors, open 9 to 1, downstairs at the courthouse in Marysville. Alan Harries of Marysville and Gregory Meyer of Waterville are up for re-election. Ruth Schotte of Bremen is recognized as the Windbreak Award winner, and Marge Zedek, Provost of Clyde, the Bankers Association Soil Conservation Award winner. No banquet is being held this year due to COVID. The annual Conservation District meeting and related awards in Washington County have been suspended for this year. Marshall County Commissioners meeting briefly Monday opted out of the governor's mask mandate, which was set to expire January 26th, and instead enacted a county mask mandate without expiration, which will allow a decision to drop the mandate at their discretion. Marshall County Health Department as of Monday reported that active COVID cases are down to just 17 with one hospitalization. The city mask mandate in Marysville remains in effect until April 1st. Landowner interest in Eastern Republic County is being gauged by NextEra Energy Resources for a potential 600-megawatt wind farm that could be developed. Representatives met earlier this month with Republic County commissioners, indicating that a target date in 2022 or 23 is being considered, and a first step would be linking a high-voltage transmission line with other projects in Marshall and Nemahal counties. Acquisition work had begun as far back as 4 years ago, but some modifications have developed. As many as 200 of the larger turbines could be included in Eastern Republic County. Republic County Commissioner suggested a public meeting in an effort to gauge support. Some two-hour delays, some outright cancellations for classes on Wednesday. Highland Community College will start 2 hours late. Two-hour late start at Diller O'Dell and Southern Public Schools. USD 113, Prairie Hills Axtell, and USD 115, Nemahal Central will start 2 hours late, along with a two-hour late start for Marysville USD 364 on Wednesday. No school for USD 108, Washington County, USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed. No school at USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia, and USD 498, Valley Heights, has now changed to closed status for Wednesday. John V. Cook, age 82, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for John Cook. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Monterey Chicken, Baked Potato Peas and Cherry Crisp. Tomorrow, Pork Chop, Baby Bakers, Zucchini and Tomatoes, and Plums. PNDY News Time 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary across the southern, southeastern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms, an upper-level system across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, which is bringing some more snow across the Midwest area. Luckily, not too much more in accumulation. That will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. Otherwise, across the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll continue with quiet conditions, but we are expecting to see more snow, mixed precipitation, and rain with another low that will move across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. So across that area, scattered snow showers early, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight we'll have fog, will drop down to around 9. Sunny for tomorrow, warmer in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s, and Friday, mostly sunny. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late January, 42, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18, the record low is 16 below zero. Up to an inch of new snow overnight, locally. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening, 5:42. It's 18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Be advised any snow-packed areas will be slick again today. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you wonder why, after months of mask mandates with over 90% of the population in compliance, we continue to have record numbers of COVID-19 cases? The answer is very simple. They are not effective in slowing the spread of the virus. The single most effective way to slow the spread is to continually kill the virus in the air and on surfaces. Active Pure Technology provides the solution. For more information, visit covidnomore.net or call 888-886-6066.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle, from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
An awkward reunion in Houston and a shutout for this year's Baseball Hall of Fame. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. No love lost when John Wall and Russell Westbrook each faced their former teams for the first time.
Wall, right of the circle, as H-Town written on the court at midcourt. Wall, crossover right at the top, he scores.
The opposing call from WFED, despite Westbrook's double-double, 19 points, 11 rebounds, Wall's 24 points powered the Rockets past the Wizards 107-88. For the ninth time since voting began in 1936, no players eligible for induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame reached the 75% threshold needed for enshrinement in Cooperstown. Curt Schilling, the leading vote-getter, fell 16 shy of the minimum needed for induction. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens each received 62%. Schilling took to Facebook to request his name be taken off next year's baseball writer's ballot, instead saying he'll defer to the Veterans Committee and men whose opinions actually matter. His words. On the college hardboards, Oklahoma's surge against top 10 teams continued on the road in Austin.
Sooners looking for their first point second half. Reeves in the corner. Guarded by Andrew Jones, gives him a couple of jab steps, goes baseline, throws it up over the backboard, and in!
On Learfield, IMG College, Austin Reeves led the Sooners with 23 points, including a pair of free throws with 18 seconds left. Oklahoma stunned conference rival Texas 80-79. For their second straight win over a top 10 team. In the SEC, Alabama showed it's not just a football school anymore.
Six to play in the half. Reese at five. To Petty at four. At three. The drive in the dish. Quinterly at two. Bottom. Great way to end the half.
On Learfield, IMG College, after trading second half leads, the Crimson Tide turned defensive stops into points on offense. A late 10-0 scoring run helped them pull away for a 70-59 win over Kentucky. Alabama's now won 10 straight. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com. Home of quality and value.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Biden administration will approach economic and trade relations with China with strategic patience. The administration is starting to review current policies, including reviewing tariffs, but that doesn't mean that Biden favors removing those tariffs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said earlier in the week that the president will take a multilateral approach to engaging with China, including evaluating the tariffs currently in place, saying the president is committed to stopping China's economic abuses on many fronts. The Phase One trade agreement between the U.S. and China has increased China's purchases of U.S. farm commodities, but the purchases still not on target to reach levels pledged for in the agreement. China expected to continue their increased purchases into 2021. A China Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson said, "We hope the new U.S. administration will learn from the Trump administration's lesson when carried out the wrong policies on China." The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives applauding President Biden's Buy American executive order signed this week. The action supports manufacturers, businesses, and workers to ensure that federal purchasing following the Buy American requirements. The order seeks to close loopholes in how domestic content is measured and create a new position in the Office of Management and Budget to oversee the issue and increase oversight of waivers to domestic preference laws. The Council has long supported enforcing and strengthening the Buy American provisions in programs administered by the Department of Agriculture, like the National School Lunch and School Breakfast Programs. The NCFC and its members have expressed deep concerns in recent years over a marked increase in the amount of foreign-produced food that's served under the school lunch and breakfast programs. The NCFC president and CEO Chuck Connor said sourcing non-U.S. food, even when competitively priced and domestic alternatives are available, not only runs counter to law, but destroys jobs across the value chain. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, soybeans, and wheat had a heyday on Tuesday. March Kansas City wheat finished up 13 and three quarters at 641. May was up 13 and a quarter at 644 and a quarter. All three of the wheat markets did very, very well. Double-digit gains in all three of the wheat markets on Tuesday. March corn up 20 and three quarters at 532 and a quarter. May corn up 19 and a half at 533 and three quarters. The back months were all solidly in the green as well. Soybeans had a good day also. March soybeans up 26 and three quarters at 1370 and a quarter. May beans up 26 and three quarters at 1369 and a half. Soybean products did nicely. March soybean meal up 690 at 436.50. May up 740 at 433.80. March bean oil 97 points higher at 43.91. May up 91 points at 43.12. So it was a strong day across the soy complex. Corn and wheat did nicely also. Cotton didn't do so well. March cotton down 62 at 81.71. May cotton down 49 at 82.81. So hopefully we'll be able to turn cotton around over the course of the day today. The livestock complex was mixed. February live cattle up 47 at 117 even. April up 15 at 123.10. Each of the back months was up by varying degrees. Feeder cattle didn't do so hot. March feeders down 237 at 141.47. April feeders down 197 at 144.27. So a bit of an issue there with rising feed costs. And hogs had kind of a mixed day. February hogs down 17 at 70.45, while April hogs were up 32 at 76.95. The back months and hogs were all in the green, so it wound up being a mixed day in the livestock complex on Tuesday. We'll see if the good gains in grains and soybeans will continue today. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
How many pounds of snow covers an average driveway? We will dig into the math on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 27th, the 27th day of the year. Composer Wolfgang Mozart was born on this day, and Western Union sent its last telegram on this day in 2006. How many pounds of snow covers an average driveway? There's a big difference between heavy, wet snow and the light, fluffy stuff, of course, but here's how to get to a close estimate. Assuming a typical water-to-snow ratio of 10 to 1, 1 inch of snow depth over 1 square foot equals about a half pound. If your drive is, say, 45 by 10, that 450-square-foot area is covered by about 225 pounds of snow. It's not hard to see how 5 or 6 inches of wet snow quickly adds up to thousands of pounds. To say you have a ton of snow to shovel is no exaggeration at all. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Wednesday. The Kansas Attorney General's Office yesterday advised consumers to protect themselves against purchasing counterfeit NFL merchandise or falling victim to phone scams involving fake tickets to the Super Bowl.
The Kansas Attorney General's office offered these tips. All officially licensed NFL products will bear the league's shield on the tag. Also, beware of phone scams. Purchase tickets through a verified source. And anyone going door-to-door offering tickets, or if you run into a pop-up stand selling tickets, chances are it's not a good deal. The Baseball Hall of Fame won't have any new players in the class of 2021 after voters decided no one had the merits on the field or off for enshrinement in Cooperstown on this year's ballot. Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens were among the closest in voting by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hiawatha Girls Invitational tipped off with two of three games that were scheduled played, as St. Mary's defeated Atchison 58-33 and Jackson Heights took Hiawatha 52-40. The Marysville Highland Park game suspended, no school at Marysville yesterday. We'll see if we can get the reschedule announcement today. Play is to resume Thursday at Hiawatha, continuing Saturday. Kansas State tips off this evening. Pregame coverage at 7, tip off at 8, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Said to me that I ain't being what I'm supposed to be. Well, I don't know, could be true. I know I wasn't always there.
I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there,